Born from a courthouse construction project in 1845, the Veranda Hotel evolved into a bustling hub for traveling professionals during the 19th century. The hotel embodied growth and development until it was replaced by the modern Audrey Hotel in 1928. Today, its legacy endures as a symbol of progress and continuity for Abbeville, Louisiana. Construction of the Veranda Hotel began in 1845 as a courthouse by Catholic priest and founder of Abbeville, Père Antoine Désiré Maigret. The hotel underwent a tumultuous journey of evolution and transformation, marked by fires, acts of violence, and eventual modernization. Construction of the courthouse was interrupted in 1848 during a legal dispute over the location of the parish seat. After Père Maigret died in 1853, Joseph Gallet purchased the building and opened it as the Veranda Hotel. The hotel quickly became a hub for traveling professionals, including dentists, salesmen, and jurors. Incidents of violence were not isolated to the hotel. They constituted significant events in the town's history. Notable among these was the 1874 duel between Sheriff G.B. Shaw and State Representative Pauline Fontelou, which followed a disagreement in the Veranda coffee shop. Another incident occurred in 1876, involving the shooting of Carl G. Schneider by Frank R. King over a dispute concerning fraudulent land transactions. Additionally, there was a near-deadly stabbing of Veranda proprietor Joseph Bouriag by a rival hotel owner Theodule Thériault in 1889. Fires also plagued the Veranda Hotel, with a blaze in 1917 requiring renovations. The following year, the flu epidemic of 1918 took its toll, claiming the life of Marie Lydia Boudreau, daughter of proprietress Désiré Trahan. Economic strains resulting from the epidemic affected the hotel and other businesses throughout Abbeville. By 1927, the police jury saw a need for a new hotel with modern amenities, so they decided to replace the Veranda Hotel with a more contemporary establishment. The Veranda Hotel was demolished and construction began on the new Audrey Hotel, which opened in 1928 under the ownership of J.B. Miller. On the day of the grand opening, the Abbeville Meridional reported, "The opening of the Audrey Hotel today, after nearly 8 months of patient waiting, marks an epoch in the development of Abbeville and Vermilion Parish, and it may be truthfully said that the completion of this splendid building is of special interest to all classes, agricultural, industrial, and commercial, representing as it does a new era in the economic and social life of the community." The Audrey Hotel symbolized progress and economic growth for Abbeville, boasting modern amenities like an elevator and hosting glamorous parties and events in the rooftop garden. However, the hotel's prosperity was short-lived, as post-World War II economic challenges led to its eventual closure in the early 1960s. Today, the Veranda and Audrey Hotels remain a valuable part of Abbeville's history. The former Audrey Hotel stands as Abbeville City Hall. The building is a testament to the city's continuity and transformation, from its humble origins as a courthouse, to its height as a bustling hotel, and finally, to its current role as a seat of municipal governance.